This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This weekend, we are having a meteor shower, which I feel like most people kind of picture meteor showers happening more in the spring, summer, when the weather's nice. So what can people expect to see this weekend?
Well, Michigan being Michigan, probably clouds. But if we hope that there is clear weather, then you could be in for quite a treat, especially if you can go 20, 25 miles away from the nearest city. You'll experience what are called the Geminid meteor shower. And this one's a pretty prolific meteor shower. You can see several hundred an hour on a good night, and the peak, as you said, is this weekend. So if you go out, bundle up, have clear weather above you, go out around, I'm afraid, 2 or 3 in the morning, and look up, you could see 200 streaks of light across the sky.
So what I'm hearing is that this is going to be a fantastic show to see. But like you said, with Michigan being Michigan, there is also a very good chance that we will miss it for another year.
That is correct. But the great thing about meteor showers is this will happen the same time next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that. So one of these years, it's going to have to be clear in mid-December here in Michigan, and you'll get a chance to see a very, very active meteor shower.
So where do these meteors come from?
Well, the Geminids is a pretty unique meteor shower. Most meteor showers, the great big ones, the little small ones, they come from the debris of a comet. When comets go around the sun, they melt when they get close to the sun, and they produce that beautiful long tail. Well, that tail is made up of particles that will sit in our solar system along the track the comet takes. And when the Earth plows through that debris, well, that's what causes the meteor shower. The Geminids, though, we think are caused by not a comet, but an asteroid. An asteroid that has an orbit that also takes it across Earth's orbit, and the asteroid has deposited material along the path. And when we go through that path, we will see the same sort of thing that you would with a normal meteor shower. It's just the origins, we think, for this one come from an asteroid and not a comet.
Suppose all of the conditions are fantastic. Everything comes together. For whatever reason, we experience multiple nights of no clouds. Where should people be looking in the sky to be able to see the Geminids?
So what we usually would recommend is you go out after midnight and you just lay down on the ground. I wouldn't recommend that this time of year, but you look up. And it doesn't really matter which part of the sky. There is an area of the sky where Gemini, the constellation, where these meteors will appear to come from. But you don't really have to look in any one particular direction. You just have to look up, and preferably in an area that is devoid of as much secondary light as possible. So you want to get out as far away from cities as you can and just sit back and watch. Give your eyes, you know, some time to adapt to the low light level, and you'll start to pick out the streaks going across the sky. And because this one is so prolific, it's so active, you know, several hundred an hour, you won't have to wait long to start to see them.
And is there anything else coming up that people can see in other parts of the country that, I mean, obviously in Michigan, it's very hard to see anything in winter, but are there any other cool astronomical events coming up that people can hopefully see in Metro Detroit or in places where they don't just experience clouds for 6 months a year?
Well, one that we're highlighting here in our observatory happens in January. The planet Jupiter, the biggest planet in the solar system, is at what's called opposition, meaning it's on the opposite side of the sky for us as the sun. So we're going to be focusing on taking a look at Jupiter through our big telescopes, and we'll have an event that's publicly available that people can come and take a look at Jupiter as well. But it's a unique object to look at through a telescope because you can actually see surface detail in the clouds. You can see this big storm called the Great Red Spot. You can see some of its moons, four moons that the astronomer Galileo first saw some 400 years ago. So we're calling it Jupiter January, but it's something that even if you have a good pair of binoculars or a small telescope of your own, you'll be able to see it just after sunset.
If people want to attend the event, what do they need to do to be able to come out and check out Jupiter at Cranbrook?
Well, our observatory is open starting in January, the first and third Fridays of the month at night. And you can come specifically for that. And Jupiter January is a special event that we're going to be running. And that's January 16th. So we'll have our own telescopes open. We'll have members of the Warren Astronomical Society here as well. It'll be a fun, frigid night looking at the planets and the other fun things in the sky.
And is there anything I haven't asked you that you want to make sure our listeners are aware of? Aliens floating around, other cool things happening. I know last time we talked about that weird object in the sky that may or may not be aliens.
No, that's about it. That's all the terrestrial / celestial things that are upcoming. I mean, fingers crossed for a clear weekend, because the Geminids are something special to see, especially because it gets dark so early, and you know, you can generally have a nice calm when it's clear in the wintertime. It's great viewing. It's just, can you tolerate the cold temperatures?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.